Just feel that beat and sing it.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Thursday.
West Ham manager David Moyes says he's excited by the prospect of leading the club to their first European final since 1976. They take a 2-1 lead into the second leg of their last four tie with AZ Alkmaar in the Europa Conference League later tonight. Moyes is savouring every moment of their continental campaign.
It's great. I'm really enjoying this, what we're doing at the moment. Really, we started in this competition way back in, right at the start of August, and we're still in it, and we're in the middle of May now. So great credit to the lads and how they've gone about it.
Weather.
A clear, dry and very sunny afternoon continues across Essex with temperatures on your Big Drive Home reaching 14 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thank you, Stevie Shillinglaw. The problem is for West Ham with people watching it tonight. If you watched the Man City-Real Madrid game last night, that's how you think football is.
That's the expectation of football.
That's the level of football I'm expecting tonight. And when I go back to Vicarage Road.
Do you know that if you go to, because Mickey Flanagan's playing tonight, the O2. If you go to a Mickey Flanagan concert and you're a West Ham fan, you can't take your phone in. They take your phone off you.
Is that for real?
Yeah. I've just been speaking to someone. You have to turn your phone off and put it in like a sealed thing, and you cannot take your phone in with you full stop. So if you're a West Ham fan, you've got a guess.
To be fair, if you're a West Ham fan, are you going to see Mickey Flanagan tonight?
Yes, I just spoke to one earlier, yes.
Really?
Yeah. He's going to Mickey Flanagan. He's got it all mixed
up. How big a fan is he?
He's a massive fan. Like, season ticket, he's devastated. My mate Daniel, yeah.
Is Mickey Flanagan a West Ham fan himself?
He's an East End boy. I think he is a West Ham fan.
He must be.
He might be. He'll have a phone, maybe.
Well, let's hope tonight West Ham don't go out.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Three to the one like this.
Where hit music lives on Radio Essex.
I feel like I could just go now.
I'm going to go.
We're done. Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding getting us underway. His miracle. Big Drive Home for Thursday. It is 3:05. Welcome.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Galantis, David Guetta and Heartbreak Anthem. 3:10 in the sunshine. It's Radio Essex Thursday heading to the weekend. It's of course Chris and Scott here till 6. Producer Tom doing producing. What are you looking at your microphone like that?
It was funny.
It was looking a bit weird.
What, your microphone?
Yeah.
Was it looking at you strangely?
It looks weird.
Why is it? What do you mean? What do you mean it looks weird?
It just does.
It's the same microphone you've used for the last 2 years.
No, honestly, today it looks weird.
Oh my God. I wish I'd done this. Explain how your microphone, which is up the same way, got the same muff on it, it looks the same. What?
Is the Radio Essex logo slightly wonky?
It looks wonky. Like, the whole of it looks...
Yeah. We'll just leave him there adjusting his microphone.
I'd turn it off. He's not adding anything.
I will turn it off while he's moving.
Yeah, he's not adding anything at the moment.
Sylvester Stallone. Because we played Heartbreak Anthem, which is about, obviously, you break up, you listen to anthems, you listen to sad songs, it makes you feel better. If you're Sylvester Stallone's daughter, he writes the breakup text for you.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does. So he's currently, I think it's on tonight, it's called The Family Stallone. It's with his wife, Jennifer, and his daughters are on it as well, Sophia, Sistine and Scarlett. And it's like a reality show following the lives of the Stallones in a Kardashian way, but in a funnier way, because it's a funnier life.
So it's more like the Osbournes.
Yeah, it's more like the Osbournes. Yeah. He admitted to doing the breakup text for his daughter. He said in an interview, because they did some interviews at the beginning, and Jennifer remarked that Sylvester Stallone actually writes their breakup text. In response, he said, "Guilty. I'm a good writer." And then Sistine chipped in and said, "Yeah, but he always ends it with keep punching. So I delete that bit, but the rest of it's good."
I think he should simply write, "I was Rocky Balboa, leave my daughter alone.
Keep punching, lots of love, Sylvester.
Yeah, that would work.
Oh, it's a crazy story. Imagine getting that, though. Keep punching. What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
That's her dad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Post Malone on Radio Essex is Chemical. Big Drive Home. It's Radio Essex, Post Malone and Chemical.
Say that I'm sorry, tell me what I gotta do. No, I can't let go. It's Chemical.
new album out. It's coming out. It's his fifth album, which is called Austin, and it's coming out 28th of July. And a new single on the way called Morning, which drops on the 19th of May, which is tomorrow. So we'll get producer Tom on that.
Yeah.
And try and get that played tomorrow. And he made the announcement on Instagram, on the Reels.
Oh.
Yeah, he did it on the Reels a couple of days ago. So Post Malone, new music incoming.
I know that, you know, I think he's brilliant, but I've never sat down and listened. I like the odd song, but that one in particular, Chemicals, I think is brilliant. I've always liked his voice, but it's so unique, isn't it? Like the wobble, which is, you know, I'm not going to give you its real name because obviously... But it's very unique to his voice. I think love it.
Watching him perform is, if you've never seen...
It's called vibrato, but whatever.
Yeah.
I thought you weren't going to mention it.
I know.
If you watch him perform and you don't know what he looks like and you don't know anything about Post Malone, it's quite a shock when you first see him, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
You're like, this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he looks... He doesn't look like he sings... But I love his look. I think it's fantastic.
I love because it's got to be easy when you're thinking about going on stage and dressing up in your smart gear and all your makeup and like, we're ready to go on stage. He looks like he just comes from whatever he's wearing. And he's like, where's the stage? This way, here I go. Yeah, and then he just gets up and just walks around the stage.
It's exactly what he does. There's no question.
I love it. Looking forward to the new music as well. Brand new music from Post Malone dropping tomorrow, and we'll try and get it on here for you as well. Right, 16 minutes after 3, it's the big drive home for Thursday. Latest on the roads coming up. Harry Styles on the way, and we'll get on some Ed Sheeran as well. Woo! Miley Cyrus and River, 3:27. Hello, Chris and Scott, big drive home, Thursday. Thank you for having us on. Thank you for your one of our many new listeners to the show. Hello.
Hello.
It's
hi, guys.
Quite a lot of you to go through individually. No, but thank you. If you are a new listener to the radio show, welcome. If you want to send us a text, if you never text before and you fancy dropping us a first-time text...
That'd be nice.
That'd be great. We'll give you a mention. We'll make a big deal out of the fact you're being a first-time texter. I've got something you can text about as well. Susie Dent, off of Countdown...
Yes.
...has revealed the phrases that people hate... So she's done a little Twitter poll. She's got 1.1 million followers.
Okay.
And she's done a Twitter poll and said, what phrases do you hate? The biggest one come out was going forward. Going forward, I think this is what we should do. And we should do this and sell those and buy them. Going forward.
Going forward is annoying, actually.
Top of the list. In the future, that came out top. No disrespect, but, and then an insult. Was another one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That can be, I'm not being racist or anything, but that but on the end of it is something that people don't like. It is what it is. I use that.
I do use that one. Well, it is what it is. Yeah, no, that one doesn't bother me too much.
With all due respect.
That's condescending, that one, I think.
Presenter Les Dennis added one. He said, for mine would be for my sins.
Yeah, there's quite. For my sins.
For my sins. Downton Abbey actor Hugh Bonneville suggested at this point could be included in this as well. Politicians say that a lot, don't they? They're asked a question and go, well, at this point. But what about in a year?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, that's a deflection, isn't it? Yeah.
Amongst others in there were, at the end of the day, all I'm saying is another.
Do you know
one.
When someone says to me at the end of the day, I say, it gets dark.
It gets dark.
That's what I say.
Do you interrupt them and say,
yes.
That's good.
Yes.
All I'm saying is another one.
And then they carry on and on and on. That's not all you're saying.
That's not what you're saying.
It's not all you're saying, is it?
Literally is another one that people don't like. Awesome and to be honest. It's like, why would you say to be honest? Surely you're being honest anyway. To be honest, that dress looks amazing.
I do use that one.
To be honest?
To be honest, yeah, I do, yeah. I do use that one.
But why wouldn't you be being honest? Because you would never go... I'm lying now. That dress looks amazing. You wouldn't do that. You'd always be honest.
Yeah, but I have definitely used it in a conversation.
The worst one I hate is where, and actually I've noticed when there's a group of my wife's friends around, there's always a conversation. It's a gossipy conversation. Yeah. And then she turns around and says, and then she turns around. And all I can imagine is these girls just turning around on the spot, just doing little turny rounds. She turned around and said, all right. And then she turned around and said, it's tiring.
They're knackered.
Tiring.
Do you want to know my one that I hate?
Go on.
That'll learn you.
Yeah, people do say that.
Yeah, that'll learn, you.
What's your least favourite phrase? We'll do some of those. After the wonderful David Kushner, here's Daylight on the Big Drive Home. How you doing, Essex? Enjoying the sunshine for a Thursday. Harry Styles and Golden. Thank you very much for all your words and phrases that you hate. So Susie Dent off of Countdown did something on Twitter the other day. She did a poll of the words and phrases that we hate. And we got quite a few in, including Lee from Rayleigh, who says, I don't like sentences that start with, obviously.
Better than obvs.
Yeah, that would be worse.
Yeah.
Mark thought, yeah, because it's not obvious, because I don't know what you're going to tell me yet. So it's obviously, if it was obvious, you wouldn't have to tell me.
Exactly.
Mark says, to be fair, you guys are great. I think to be fair is his word.
Yes, yes, it would, but
to be fair. To
the bit, you are great, I think he's just been genuine.
Jane in Springfield, afternoon, you two. My pet hate is, and now listed 1, 2, and 3. Number
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
The word like as a form of punctuation. Arcs instead of ask, too much time on TikTok. People who don't complete a sentence but use, you know, and leave the listener to fill in the gap, as in, she was a bit, you know.
No, tell me.
Yeah, I need to know what you're talking about. Matt, what have you got for us, Matt?
Afternoon, chaps, it's Matt here. It's when people say right at the end of a sentence, yeah. Right? Just does my nutting.
Does my nutting's another one.
That is another one.
Right. Thank you, Matt. Keep those coming in. Get ready for the weekend and the biggest dance shows on your radio this weekend. Listen out tomorrow night, Connor Knight on After Me. He'll have a brand new show called Weekend Anthem. Some of the biggest dance tunes around. Then Saturday night, Dave Kelly is back in the mix. Loads of great dance tunes to liven up your weekend. So Connor Knight kicks it all off tomorrow from 7 with Weekend Anthems. And then Dave Kelly Saturday from 7 with a hit mix. Proper beats for your weekend. Keep it here. It's Radio Essex. Joel Corry and Mabel and I Wish, 3:48, Big Drive Home. Talking about phrases that you can't stand. Susie Dent's done a poll on Twitter. 1.1 million people on her Twitter, and they were all telling her what the worst phrase is in the world. I was just looking through Reddit as well. There's loads on Reddit. I don't mean to be rude, but is one that's hated. It's just common sense, says another one. Let's agree to disagree.
Let's agree
that I'm right and you're wrong. No offence, but we've done that one. It's just a joke. Let's unpack this.
Oh, it's annoying, that one.
Do you know who I am? Don't you know who I am?
Yes, you know who I am.
It is what it is on there. Well, actually, is another one. That's problematic. Need to play devil's advocate.
Right, okay. Yeah. I was just about to get to that. Devil's advocate is so... I'm going to play devil... Because I think you talk like this when you say that. You go, I'm just going to play devil's advocate. That's how you talk when you say that.
There you go. Yeah, there's a few on there. A couple more on our text coming through. James in Billericay says, I absolutely hate it. Can't deal with people who say, am I the only one?
I don't think I've heard anyone say that.
You could be in a restaurant, you could be in a go.
Am I the only one that thinks this?
The only one that thinks his meat's a bit tough?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no one else has said it, mate. So
you might be.
Yes.
You might be, yeah.
Jenny Morden says, unless you've worked in a restaurant, you don't realise how many people say, it must be free. Why would they say it must be free?
Yeah, it must be free, I don't get that one.
Oh, because you work in a restaurant, so you don't pay for the food?
I think that might be it.
I often say, I always find it quite funny when I say this, if I'm in a shop and I'm looking at the price of things and it hasn't got a price, I go, oh, it must be free.
Right.
Thinking that somebody in Sainsbury's cares.
Cares, or is going to laugh, no.
Let's put a pin in it, says Mark, thank you very much for that one. Webby, which is one I know you hate. When people say specifically rather than specifically.
Because I can't do it. You do it,
but you have to think about it before you do it.
Yeah, I have to really try it. And I know when I say it wrong, it really upsets me, so I can see where you're coming from. Although, I'm not playing top trumps, but I think...
Are you playing devil's advocate?
I'm playing devil's advocate. I'm sitting on the fence.
Okay, let's just blue sky this, guys.
Yeah. I think the worst one of all time is when you... try doing emoji talk and you say like lol.
that's
awful. Oh, laugh out loud.
Justin Bieber and Ludacris, one for the sunshine is Peaches on the Big Drive Home. Radio Essex, Justin Bieber, Ludacris, Usher, Snoop Dogg and Peaches on the remix. I love that tune in the sunshine. It sounds amazing. Loads on today. You mentioned earlier Mickey Flanagan, Scott, is at London's O2.
He is.
That's happening tonight. Apparently, if you're a West Ham fan, you will be asked to leave your phone in a bag, sealed, so you can't use it.
Not if you're just a West Ham. They're not just discriminating against West Ham fans.
Oh, is it everybody?
They're not just going, West Ham fan, give me your phone. That's not what's happening.
All right.
I just want to make that clear.
Oh, so it's...
It's everyone going to the O2.
I thought you said earlier that it was West Ham fans.
No.
Because I was thinking I'd go... Oh, come on, Arsenal, or whatever. Are you not a West Ham fan? No, I'm not.
That's what you took out of what I said earlier.
Yeah.
That if you were a West Ham fan...
You get your phone taken away from you because of the European match tonight.
No.
What did you mean?
Wow. Well, that's... I'd expect Tom to think that.
So you meant everybody gets their phone taken away?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, right. I was saying you'd be particularly upset if you were a West Ham fan going to do...
It makes more sense.
It makes
Because it's been puzzling me for the last hour. Dara Brian plays at Southend Cliffs Pavilion tonight. There's problems on the roads. 12:45 southbound, slow moving between London Road and the Fair Glen interchange on the 127. So we'll give you a full travel update on that. And the latest news headlines next with Stevie.
Manchester City striker Erling Haaland's up for the Premier League Player of the Season award after an incredible debut campaign. The Norway international has 52 goals across all competitions. He's joined on the shortlist by teammate Kevin De Bruyne, while Arsenal duo Bukayo Saka and Martin Odegaard are also in contention for the prize. Tottenham's Harry Kane, Manchester United forward Marcus Rashford and Newcastle fullback Kieran Trippier are also nominated too. Weather. Well, these sunny spells will continue well into the evening before a clear and dry night across the county. Temperatures on your big drive home down a wee bit to 13 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
There's another great story coming out of Edinburgh today, which is where you came out of.
Is nobody impressed that I arrest 7 football players?
Yeah, no, that was impressive. You got confirmation on pronunciation from us before you went on air. You did check with us all.
A bit of research. Right, what's happening in Edinburgh?
The UK's first full-sized driverless buses have started operating today for passengers in Edinburgh.
Yep, they...
So these are... full-size, as in a double-decker London bus?
No. It's like a single carriage bus, but you know, like the old bendy buses that you used to get in London?
Yeah, so half of one of them.
That used to take us all to university for free.
The bendy bus,
yeah. It's kind of the same shape as that, so it takes people across one of the bridges, but yep.
On the natural road where there's cars?
Yeah.
Or is it in its own lane?
No, it's in its lane. There's somebody on board in case it... malfunctions.
Why doesn't he just drive it?
In case it malfunctions on a 250-year-old steel bridge.
He should just... But if that person's on there to make sure everything goes right, why don't they just drive the bus?
I don't know.
I don't like it. You go to the airport, don't you, and you get on that little metro thing, and that's got no driver. And you sit at the front, and it's like, this is weird.
Yep.
But that's not on a road. That's like a monorail, isn't it? Like in Vegas, there's a monorail. There's no one drives it. And you're just on this monorail on your own. But there's nothing else there. A bus on an actual road.
On a bridge.
On a bridge.
On a bridge.
That's scary. Goes,
as we say in Scotland, over the water.
Yeah. Say that again.
Over the water. Over the water.
Where hit music lives.
Give me a scream.
Is Radio Essex, the hit music station. Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
That's got to be up there with murder. Thank you, Stevie. Right, just gone 4 o'clock. Big drive home with Sam Smith on the way first. Niall Horan, here's Heaven. It's Radio Essex, just gone 4 o'clock.
Turn it up louder, yeah. Give it to me.
Radio Essex.
Radio Essex, Sam Smith, Calvin Harris, and I'm not here to make friends. Chris and Scott, big drive home. Thursday in the sunshine and tickets to be won very soon.
The 90s Rewind Festival.
Want to send you back to the 90s and to relive those days again. The Rewind Festival is happening on the 14th of July. It's a Friday. You don't need to take a day off work because it's on after work. It's on at 5 o'clock. So you can pop straight there after your day's done. The charity Mind are going to benefit and they'll be bringing you some of the best 90s bands back on the stage again. Performances from 5.
Yay!
911.
Woo!
A1.
Woo!
And Selena from the Honeys. There's going to be amazing, amazing tribute acts as well to keep the party going. DJ there to keep you going right the way through the evening with some big tunes. Tony Roberts is DJing. He's incredible. 20 pairs of tickets to give away this week when you hear Scott's voice say, you need to call us on 01702, blah, blah, blah. Oh, everybody get up. When you hear that guy,
I don't think I say it.
That's when you need to call. So it's quite obvious. Scott says, hi guys, it's your time to call up, and he gives the phone number out. That's when you need to call if you want to win your tickets to the 90s Rewind Festival. All the terms and conditions online at radioessex.com. And you say it nicely, like you say it like a voiceover.
Yeah, but I don't want to speak now because it confuses people. Like
but no, it's very different. It's a different Scott. It's a very, it's a professional Scott.
Yeah, it's like a voiceover.
It's like, hi guys, it's Scott here.
Yeah, it's a little bit like that.
When you hear it, get your phone number, get your phone out and dial this number, 01702 45 50 60. Your cue to call is coming anytime soon. It's Radio Essex 50-50 and Cupid, 16 minutes after 4. Big drive home, get loads of calls already. We haven't had the cue to call as of yet.
No.
It's not happened yet. Listen, if you don't win tickets, don't forget to go on to the Minds website and you can buy tickets on there. So if you're not lucky enough to win tickets, obviously you can buy them because the money raised going to help the charity Mind. They do incredible work. And just looking at the website now, and whatever mental health issue you're struggling with, whether it's a temporary thing, maybe you're worried about money in the crisis we're in at the moment, whether it's because you're trying to support somebody else with a mental health problem, they can help you and you can get advice on their website as well. It's an incredible charity and they do so much work for, I mean, we're in the week this week, aren't we? We're in Mental Health Awareness Week this week.
Yes, we are, yeah.
And the more that people talk about mental health and the more that it as it gets talked about, it knocks down so many boundaries and so many barriers for people.
Yeah, no, it does. I mean, I think that, you know, you should never be too worried about, you know, speaking out and speaking to someone. But, you know, what Mind do, you know, if you are genuinely worried about speaking to a friend or you can't open up to your partner or whatever, which, you know, which some people can't, then that's what Mind's there for, to give you that sort of platform to go and speak to someone. And, you know, as someone that struggled with stuff like that before, you know, coming out of a band like I did, and I know you've struggled with anxiety and stuff like that, Chris, it's such a good charity to really help you sort of overcome the fears of talking about it.
Do you know what? The more it gets talked about, though, and I've found, and you mentioned with anxiety, and I think I've mentioned it on the show, and we talked about it on podcasts,
yeah.
And the panic attacks still come into my life now. As I am sitting here now, I'm not having one now, but I could do it. They're there all the time, and it's something that I've sort of learned to live with. But it's also something I've learned to talk about. And that before you couldn't really do that, or you could, but I'd obviously could talk to you about it.
Yeah.
But now it does feel a lot easier to open up about mental health struggles, and I've suffered with mental health problems since I was a teenager. But it seems. Like now, actually, we are now on the radio talking about it. That's not something I would have done 10 years ago.
No, I mean, and I never would have mentioned it before, but I think it's, you know, people are speaking up now and speaking about it. And, you know, it used to be, you know, it was a weakness before. Like, you thought it was a weakness. Oh, don't talk about that. I'm struggling because, you know, I'm a man and I'm this, I'm that. And it's not about that. It's about being able to speak to your friend or speak to Mind or speak to someone and open up. And it's getting better and better, which
is
great.
And it is Mental Health Awareness Week this week. If you want the website, by the way, it's mind.org.uk. Or if you haven't got any issues like that, but you think, well, I'd like to help them out, buy tickets to go and see Five. I mean,
yeah, why not?
Two birds and all that.
Yeah.
Yes, and we'll have tickets for you to win when you hear your cue to call 01702 45 50 60. All right, 19 minutes after 4, big drive home for Thursday, travel on the way, and we'll keep the tunes coming as well. It's Radio Essex, Jonas Blue, and finally 4:26. Hope you're doing okay. It's Chris and Scott on the big drive home. Hello to James, by the way. He's just sent a text in to me about what we were just talking about with mental health, and I'm glad you enjoyed what I said, James. Thank you for reaching out on the text. I've just noticed something on the text that warrants one of these.
Essex is the biggest county
around the world.
Hello, Jan, listening in the Dominican Republic.
In the shade.
In the shade.
Yeah.
You sent us a picture of the most beautiful beach in the world, and you're sitting under an umbrella in the shade.
with loads of other sort of umbrellas around you. I don't think you get any sun.
There's a lot of people.
Amazing.
There are a lot of people in that turquoisey blue sea. That's quite a busy beach. I like that. And it's the straw umbrellas, isn't it? They are the best.
They are.
Dominican Republic looks nice. So we can add that to the map. Dominican Republic. Right now, somewhere in Dominican Republic is a speaker with our voices coming out of them. That's mental. That's crazy.
You're all right, guys.
Alright.
I'm just seeing if I can hear them.
They can't.
I know.
Radio's a very one-way thing.
Yeah, no, I know. No,
it's
I'm
the
just...
telephone you're thinking of.
Oh, yeah. Hello? Hello?
Thank you, Jan, for getting in touch. And you can have a look at our map. Can you get that on the map, Producer
Yes.
Tom? And you can check out our map on the website. It's radioessex.com. Click on Chris and Scott pages. You can find it on the app as well. And you'll see the map. Basically, if you've not heard the show before, because we do have 4,500 new listeners, just keep going on about
it. No, we don't want to talk about
it. But we do. It's because we get so many texts from everyone, not just in Essex, which is our, you know, is our core area.
Yeah.
Is our core area, but we've realised from doing this show and the amount of texts that come in from outside of that core Essex area, it's actually easier to embrace them into
Essex.
We've
changed the map.
So we've adopted them. So
we've
just adopted
that power.
Dominican Republic is now part of Essex. It's part of Greater Essex, along with Auckland, Montreal, which is where, Producer Tom?
Montreal is in Canada.
Well done,
correct answer. Yeah, it's now in Essex, but it was in Canada.
I was about to say in Basildon.
4:30, big drive home. Hope you're doing okay. We're doing it for Thursday in the sunshine with Doja Cat. His Say So. It's Radio Essex with Rudimental and Dancing is Healing. Brand new tune on the radio. 4:35. Hope you're doing okay.
The 90s Rewind Festival.
Going to find our winner now for the 90s Rewind Festival tickets. Get to go and hang out with, you know, your mates, your husband, your partner, your wife, your I don't know if you can take your dogs and your cats, but
you
basically get two tickets to go and see the likes of Five, 911, A1, the Honeys performing. There's going to be some amazing acts there, live DJ to keep going through the night, and it'll be an awesome event, and you've got free tickets if you are Line 3 Natalie.
Yay!
There she is, yay. Natalie.
Thank you.
That's going to be awesome.
Yes, really looking forward to that.
And
sorry, my daughter apparently.
Yeah. No, to tell us she's not over 18, and you might not be able to go.
Is it over 18?
I think so. Yes.
You can't go. Oh well. Daddy's excited.
No, do you take your husband instead?
So Natalie, you got the tickets to go to the event which has taken place in Hornchurch. You get to see the biggest boy bands from the 90s on stage and relive that youth, Natalie, although for you it doesn't sound that long ago for you, youth.
No.
No, trust me, it was.
Okay.
Did you grow up listening to 5 and 911 and A1?
Yes, I definitely did.
Excellent. Yeah, definitely, you can relive that with a friend or take your husband and enjoy that on the 14th of July. Your tickets have been secured, Natalie. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Enjoy the show.
Take care.
Will do.
Bye-bye. Radio Essex, M&EK, Jax Jones, and Where Did You Go? More chances to win those tickets tomorrow with Martin and Sue on The Breakfast Show, and then throughout the day tomorrow, your chance to go to that gig, which is Supporting Mind, which we mentioned earlier, is an amazing charity. And you can go and see all the biggest boy bands from the 90s in one place in Hornchurch on the 14th of July. Chris in Rochford, thank you very much for your text. And we'll continue with the latest travel news coming up. If you make any way home across Essex, full update on the roads next, and we'll get back to the hits as well. Do you know what? Jonas Brothers were playing next, Waffle House, already a good song. On a day like today, that is going to sound incredible. I'll play it for you next. It's Radio Essex LF System and Hungry. It's Chris and Scott, big drive home in the sunshine, 10 to 5. Hope you're doing okay. Our biggest stars are spending fortunes at the moment insuring their bodies. Cristiano Ronaldo has got his legs insured for £109 million.
That's quite a lot, isn't it?
That's dwarfed, though, by David Beckham, who took out a policy on his legs at the height of his career for £147 million. The deal was thought to be the biggest in sports history. So big it had to be covered by multiple companies. So he was insured by lots of different companies for his legs.
Left leg and his right leg.
But then that's dwarfed by Mariah Carey, who insured her vocal cords and legs. For £750 million.
Wow!
Jennifer Lopez has got a bum insured for £227 million. Don't know how you lose your bum. Where did you last leave it? Well, it was...
It's behind me. I don't know.
You're following me everywhere. £227 million for J-Lo's bum. Kylie's bum doesn't come close. £2 million for her bum.
Yeah.
Pretty Woman's Julia Roberts. Her smile is protected to the tune of £23 million. Bond star Daniel Craig, £7 million covering his abs, chest and legs.
Right, okay. I've got a question.
Yeah.
So how does this work then? Right, so he... So let's say he, Daniel Craig, has... insured his abs,
yeah.
Right? But then he eats loads of burgers.
He goes to a kebab shop. Yeah, I know where this is going.
Yeah, no. I'm asking a genuine question here. And he goes, look what happened. And they go, yeah, that'll be McDonald's, mate.
I don't know how that phone call works.
How are they paying out?
Hello, Aviva.
Hi, it's Daniel Craig here.
How you doing, mate? I loved you in the Bond stuff.
Well, yeah, but like I don't look quite the same.
Well, you've got your abs insured. What's the problem?
I can't find them anymore. They're under several layers of fat.
Have you been to a kebab shop?
Yes.
Right, you're not insured. Read the small print.
Where's the small print?
He's got his abs, legs and chest insured for £7 million. Tom Jones, I reckon his appeal was down to his chest hair. Actually insured his chest hair for £3.5 million.
Right, it's getting silly because then he could just shave it off.
Yeah, of course. It's gone. I don't know what happened.
What's happened to my chest hair?
The kiss from man Gene Simmons. He was very famous for having a very big tongue. That was insured for £500,000.
Boy, his wife.
Aussie cricketer Merv Hughes, who had a really cool moustache, insured it for £200,000.
Wow.
And Formula One racer Fernando Alonso, part of his deal with Ferrari, actually, they insured his thumbs for £9 million.
No, it's silly.
It's crazy.
So you could insure your voice?
Well, I didn't want to say because it sounds a bit pretentious, but I did insure my voice.
Oh, okay.
I did, but when I first...
£2.99
I insured my voice for £1 million.
Did you?
But that was the rate they gave me. They just said, oh, because it was when I started my big job. And I was
You can say it. There's a jingle.
It wasn't just the capital thing. It wasn't just that.
Scott used to be in Five, yeah. But did you know Chris used to be at Kendall? Can we even say that on air?
Just did. But when I started there, and that was because the people that looked after me said, we need to insure your voice. So actually, I don't know whether I insured it or whether my agent insured it because of their loss of earnings, not mine.
Okay, so...
So they insured it for £1 million, but it was to do with voiceovers because of all the voiceovers I was doing. If my voice changed, I wouldn't be...
As past tense. You're still doing a lot of voiceovers.
Yeah, I know, but I wouldn't have been able to do the same ones. When you get a contract with someone like Disney and you're doing all of the Disney voiceovers, if suddenly your voice changed... Or that is more like Finding Nemo. They go, got a new voice for Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
So I did actually have my, but I wouldn't have insured my bum. I don't know.
I don't know, Chris. I'd get that bad boy insured.
But why is her bum insured? You can't lose. It's not as though I'm going to have to take your bum off, I'm afraid.
Well, I don't know. But that's what I mean. The same thing. So what if her bum changed because, you know, she went to McDonald's or whatever.
Yeah, and her bum got bigger.
Yeah, yeah. Is there a problem? I want to, Tom, find out what I can get insured.
Dolly Parton has her hair insured.
I didn't think that's where you were going.
No, she's got two different policies. Right, it is 5:06. It's the big drive home. It's Radio Essex for Thursday. News and travel coming up, getting you home. And we'll also play the hits, including this from Tom Grennan. How does it feel on Radio Essex?
West Ham manager David Moyes says he's excited by the prospect of leading the club to their first European final since 1976. They take a 2-1 lead into the second leg of their last four tie with AZ Alkmaar in the Europa Conference League later tonight. Moyes is savouring every moment of their continental campaign.
That's great. I'm really enjoying this, what we're doing at the moment. Really, we started this competition way back in, right at the start of August, and you know, we're still in it and we're in the middle of May now, so great credit to the lads and how they've gone about it.
Weather.
Well, these sunny spells will continue well into the evening before a clear and dry night across Essex. Temperatures on your big drive home reaching 12 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Yeah, good luck to West Ham tonight. It's a biggie.
It is a massive game.
Massive game. And
West Ham are massive, so...
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Good luck.
And also, it's nice that Radio Essex's Connor Knight has left the building because he is on the ceiling.
He's a terrible worried football fan, isn't he?
He really is, yeah. He's very excited. I spoke to him last time when they were playing the first leg.
Yeah.
He was very overexcited, yes.
Would they play? Have we got the other finalist yet in Europa League? I'm looking at Stevie, sorry. I might as well look at my mum.
Yeah. I can't remember. Tom's frantically.
Oh, yesterday he was asking us about the Village People, so this seems like a fair exchange.
Yeah, it does.
Who would West Ham
I don't know if they're
play.
Fine. I don't know if
they're
fine.
They might not have played yet. Tom? Let's go to our sports correspondent.
Asking Tom and Stevie. It's a race between the two of them.
Come
you
on.
Don't even know what the question is.
What league are they in?
It's the Europa Conference.
It's the Europa
Conference.
Oh, this is brilliant. We're not moving on.
Oh, yeah. No, that's who they beat the last time.
Right, this is brilliant. Tom?
See if the text can beat you.
Basel?
Basildom.
Yeah.
No, I think it is Basel. They must have won their semi-final, so that must be it.
Yeah.
Basil Brush in the final.
Yeah, Basil Brush in the boom, boom.
I don't know. I can't find it.
No, it's Basil.
Basil.
No, Basil.
Basil.
It's not Basil. It's not Basil. It's Basil.
I've given up Googling.
Not Brazil. Basil.
They've got Brazil in the final. So good luck to the Irons. Come on, you Burgundies. We know all about the football here because that is what we do.
Chris and Scott, weekdays from 3. And it's live. Let's go.
This is where hit music lives. If you play the hits live from the Icon Building. This is The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
That was painful.
All right, Stevie and Lee, who says, Chris, one thing's for sure, it's not Watford. All right, calm down. I agree, though.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
I think the only chance I've got of watching us go to Europe is if there's a war.
Yes.
I think that would be the only chance to get to see us playing in Europe. 6 minutes after 5, David Guetta, Anne-Marie, Baby Don't Hurt Me. Radio Essex, Ed Sheeran, Bad Habits, 12 minutes after 5. Tis the big drive home. Got a little bit bigger yesterday with the audience figures. Don't want to keep going on about it. I think it's like 4,500. Have I mentioned it?
You mentioned it a few times.
Only to point out that I don't want to keep mentioning it. A bit like birthdays. No one cares.
Don't mention birthdays.
No one cares.
The old listeners that have already been old listeners, do they
don't
care
call
about...
Them old listeners.
No, but do they care about the new ones?
No. They wouldn't care about the birthdays.
Then maybe don't mention it.
We started a little club in the afternoon about 2 years ago.
Yeah. About two... yeah.
And it had about 20 members.
Yeah.
And it's now got 24. So everyone's happy. It's really good.
No, it's good.
Latest audience research is in and we have 24 people listening to the show. I'm impressed. Because it was 20, it's now 24. I think I've got that right.
No, I don't think it's... No. I think you've got them. I think there's...
24,000 new listeners. He said there was four new. He said it was. I remember the number four.
Four and a half thousand more people listening.
That makes more sense. I thought he meant four and a half people. For one, the half confused me.
Yeah. No. It's 4,500 people listening to the Big Drive Home.
Probably
that weren't listening to the Big Drive Home previously.
I only care about you though. So. I don't care about all the other ones. You're the one I'm talking to every day.
Yep. I concur.
Yeah. Have you ever read a story and thought, what did this guy think was going to happen?
Many times.
Do you know what story I'm just about to read out?
Yes.
Do you?
I don't know, but I have been there.
So his driver, he's pulled over for speeding.
Okay.
So he tries to switch places with his dog to avoid arrest, according to the police.
No.
Yes, he did.
No,
he went, I've got a great idea. I'm going to go and sit where the dog's sitting and put the dog here so it looks like the dog was driving. I can't get into trouble. What did he think was going to happen when the police knocked on his window and went...
Well, he thought he might get away with it, but what I'm guessing happened is he was arrested.
The police officer said, I already saw the man move over to the passenger seat. I already saw... The policeman didn't go, well, we know the dog can't drive because he can't reach the pedals for a start. No. But he didn't. He leaded with, no, I know it wasn't the dog driving. Why? Because dogs can't drive. No, because I saw him move. I saw the switcheroo.
I see the dog put his seatbelt on.
Yeah, so shortly before insisting he wasn't behind the wheel, he then tried to run off before being caught just 18 metres away. That's shocking, isn't it? 18 metres.
What about the guy?
That's about the size of a door, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, a door's 2 metres, so he ran about 5 door lengths
and got caught,
probably by his own dog.
Yeah.
He probably drove over a picture. He was arrested in a small town called Springfield, not the one in Chelmsford, not the one the one in America. That's where Bart Simpson lives. He was pulled over in Springfield, where Bart Simpson lives, by that fat policeman that always eats the burgers. And he's got a population of 1,300 people and a dog.
Yes,
it's a good story.
I like that.
It's a fun story. It's 5:15. A to Z of music coming up very soon. It's Mimi Webb and Red Flags. Mimi Webb and Red Flags. Big Drive Homes, Chris and Scott. Thursday, Lauren coming up from 6, looking after things for Joe Kinch on the evening show. We'll talk to Lauren very soon. We'll do the A to Z music very soon as well. And to end the show tonight, we always like to get you to end the show with a Thursday completed it, mate.
I want, it's just going to be slightly different tonight. Mm-hmm. I want someone... One of the new 4,500.
4,500 people. You want one of the new 4,500 people?
Yes. I
want the half, actually. Could we get the half
person? Yeah. Probably insured themselves. I want one of those people to end the show. And if you're new, very new, you might not know what I'm talking about. The way to do that would be very, very simple. You would download the app. You would press
the speech. Sorry, one of the new listeners was in... Just to get technical, was in quarter one, so Jan to March. So they've probably been with us since March.
Okay.
So they'll know the deal.
Right, okay. And then you just say the words. I mean, I'm new. Thursday.
Completed it, mate.
I'm new. Thursday. Yeah. Completed it, mate. Or something.
Introduce yourself. Hi, guys. I'm new to the club. I'm Scott from Basildon. And Thursday. Completed it, mate. Yeah. You could do that if you wanted.
You could.
If your name's Scott in Basildon, if not, just change that bit around.
You could say, I'm turning off, actually. Thursday, see you later, complete it, mate.
Yeah. Anything like that, but we'll prioritise you if you're one of our new listeners. Sincerely.
Yes.
Thank you very much. If you are a new listener, thank you so much for having us on. We appreciate it. And we'll prioritise you to end the show tonight. Thursday completed, mate, is what we're looking for. And we'll do that before 6, right? 8 cent of music coming up. And we'll update the latest on the roads next. Radio Essex and James Hyde. I'm not doing something else and doing the radio at the same time, because obviously I wouldn't be able to multi-skill. My wife will vouch for that.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
It is Radio Essex on...
You said it's a surprise. You meant... Radio Essex.
No, because I'm trying to tick a box on a computer. I'm trying to type and talk. I can't do both.
let's take
a phone call instead. Hello, Radio Essex. Who's that?
It's Louis.
How you doing, Louis?
Not too bad, mate. Yeah.
It wasn't a trick question. I just wanted to know what your name was. My name's Chris.
My name's Scott.
And you're Louis. Easy.
Yeah, I'm more than aware. I listen to you all day, every day, mate.
Good man. Thank you, Louis. What can we do for you?
Yeah, no, I was just saying, yeah, there's a load of traffic on as you come off the A12 at Boreham.
Okay.
Going, coming out of Chelmsford. Nowhere near Sainsbury's is.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Can you see what's causing it?
Not a clue, mate. I've literally just pulled into the BP.
There's a Mackie D's near there.
Yeah, that's where I'm at now, mate.
grab a burger. It'll be gone in half an hour, I reckon.
You'll be fine.
we'll put that out there. Thank you, mate. Cheers, Louis.
No worries, fella.
Thanks, buddy. Take care.
Bye.
See you soon.
Now, the A to Z of music.
I like Louis.
Yeah, I do like Louis.
Having a little Mackie D's in the sunshine. Bit of Chris and Scott on the radio. Nothing wrong with that. Right, it is 5:30. It's the A to the music. It's the letter K. And these are the people that are currently in the mix to ultimately represent the letter K in the A to the music. We've done solo artists. We've done groups. We've done DJs and rap stars. Now we put all of those winners together because it's Thursday. And we find the ultimate winner. Who are we putting in to the A to Z of music to represent the letter K? Is it going to be Monday's winner, Miss Kylie Minogue? If you want to hear Kylie and you want Kylie to go through as the ultimate K, then put the word Kylie in your message box. If you want it to be...
Oh, please.
Casey and JoJo. Bear in mind, it's an Essex A to Z of music, so this would fit this quite works. Nicely. Put Casey in your message box if you want it to be Casey and JoJo. And yesterday's winner, of course...
Oh, that sounds good as well, though.
Mr. Brightside. Who is going to go forward to represent Essex in the A to Z of music? Kylie, Casey and JoJo, or the Killers? Put your message in the box. Send it over to us. We'll play the winning tune out before six, and we'll put that artist into the A to Z of music. Get voting. It's Radio Essex, Niall Horan and Meltdown. Louis talked about Boreham Interchange earlier off the A12. Tina's got an update for us on that.
Hi, lads. Just to let you know this... been some sort of incident at the Sainsbury's roundabout, Chelmsford, beginning of White Hart Lane. The fire brigade are there and the tailbacks are going all the way back to the Boreham interchange.
Where Louis at McDonald's, that's where he is.
Okay.
Yeah, Louis, yeah, go and join Louis at McDonald's, Tina. He's in a lorry having a burger. Thank you for the update on that. We'll do a full travel update next. It is 20 to 6. It's Radio Essex, Jack Harlow and First Class. Chris and Scott, big drive home for Thursday. Hope you're doing okay. We have our winner on the A to Z of music coming up for the letter K. We'll get into that in just a second. Lauren on the way from 6 o'clock tonight The Lauren Experience.
The Lauren Experience.
That's what we're calling it now.
Yeah, I think it's good because we call it the Kinch Experience sometimes.
Yeah.
So Kinch isn't in. He's on Jack's show because Jack's on a beach sitting in the shade.
He is in the shade.
In Espanol.
I think he's in Spain,
isn't he?
With natural yogurt on.
Yeah.
Oh, bless him.
He sent me a text yesterday. He went, it's a bit cloudy here. What's it like? What's it like where you are? Of course I went, it's hot and sunny.
Really sunny.
That's good, though. He's avoiding that. So
yeah, he's like happy that it's overcast. He's like, this is amazing.
Yeah, I'm having a great time.
I'm glad I've escaped the sunshine. So what's happening with Lauren tonight?
What's happening? We're going to do another backtrack at 6:30.
Works well at 6:30.
Yes. This one is slightly tougher. So. Okay.
Did you think that the others were quite easy? I thought Oasis on Monday was easy.
Yes. Well, okay. That or was Tuesday. More of a test.
Yeah.
Yesterday I thought was easy. And I don't know. I'm not saying anything.
Okay.
Today,
it's going to be a slight brain one tonight. You've got to think about it tonight.
What is it, Lauren?
I almost said it. Can you stop doing that?
Hot 7 at 7 coming up at 7, obviously. Yeah. It seems like a good time to do that. And then the Hot 8 at 8, Hot 9 at 9, and then the Chill Tunes at 10.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I might even do Hot 10 at 10,
I think it's called.
Top 10 at 10.
Oh. Top 10 at 10.
7 hours of Lauren finished.
Lots of love at 11.
Lots.
That works. Great.
Lots of love at 11.
I could redesign the whole evening.
Midnight Memories, throwbacks.
Midnight Memories. I like that. Midnight Memories with Lauren. Jitterbug.
I love that.
Yeah.
Bit of Wham in there. That'd be awesome.
Just gone midnight. Let's look back at some of our memories.
What's your favourite old school tune? Oh, considering you've never heard of Casey and JoJo, tell me it's real. I'm not...
Justin Bieber's new one.
What's your favourite 80s?
No, I don't know 80s. I just love Elton John, Queen. Ever since the films came out. I have so much respect.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. We used to say that, didn't we? And the whole Elton John, Dua Lipa, the tracks with Anne-Marie and the reinvention is incredible. And Watford Football Club.
Of course.
Yeah. Obviously.
I don't know where the ties are, but of course.
He used to own it.
Elton John used to own Watford Football Club?
Yeah. He was the chairman and he owned
chairman,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
He doesn't own it anymore.
No.
No.
Who does?
Some other family.
Oh, okay. So not
that are doing an amazing job for us.
Not like Harry Styles or anyone then.
No, that'd be cool.
No, that'd be good.
And he's got a song called Golden, and we're the Golden Boys. That'd be awesome.
And they've had 27 managers in the last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Today, this week.
It happened.
Anyway, Lauren's coming up next. Who do you think won out of Kylie Minogue?
Yeah.
The Killers, Mr. Brightside, Casey and JoJo, tell me it's real.
Okay, well, I know that you like the last one. I've never really heard it, but I'm going to say you're in charge, so probably that.
Well, no, we don't cheat. We have to do the text.
No,
we have to do the text.
Are we not supposed to be cheating?
No, we don't cheat.
We don't cheat. I know Ross and John probably do because they're Ross and John.
But you're right. It is going in to represent the letter K in the A set of music is Casey and JoJo.
Brilliant.
Loving this. Lauren, have a good show.
Thank you.
And I'll see you tomorrow from 3. Scott back on Monday.
I'll be back Monday.
Thursday completed at night.
It's time. The big
Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.